Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh yeah, we live. All right. SSID episode, I think 12, season 2. I'm here with some very special guests, man. First, we're going to start it off with my homegirl, Esther. Say what's up, Esther.
Hey, it's Esther.
You got any AKAs, anything you want to shout out?
Like, it's just Esther.
All right, this is Esther. Y'all niggas know Esther. All right, and we got the, of course, you've seen the title. We got the 4C Capo in here.
Yeah. Right,
say what's up.
Tracy Ellis Boss.
Can you come closer to the mic, though?
Tracy Ellis Boss.
There you go.
The brainwash baby.
Right.
The Dun Dada.
All right. Yo, Jamaican niggas are the thing I always worried about, right?
Oh,
Jamaican niggas' names would be like Errol, but like their family would call him Peter.
Oh,
like,
I have three.
Like, what's up with the like, y'all be having nicknames that ain't even y'all real names?
I don't know.
Tracy Ellis Boss is cute, though.
That's fine.
Yes, you know, a nigga gave me that one, so. Yeah. Shout out to that nigga.
Which one? Barefoot nigga? He had a wooden unk? Which one?
Wow. Now this.
Nah, I'm going to let y'all live, man. So, but first of all, I want to thank everybody for supporting the podcast. It's been doing really great.
Ooh.
I've been seeing y'all commenting and all that shit. I love you.
Ooh.
Most of you.
Make my episode the most listened to, okay? Thank you so much.
Fact. Yes. Oh, speaking of that, yo, what y'all think about the last episode? The nigga had to get spicy on niggas, man.
I like Spicy Evan.
Nigga, I feel bad.
Nigga wanted all the smoke.
I feel bad, but I don't.
You don't.
Yeah. You know,
it's okay.
I don't feel bad at all.
Sometimes, you know, you just gotta let one off real quick. Let niggas know
facts,
what's up.
Facts. So, a lot of niggas was coming up to me talking about that episode, and it's just like, yo, son, I had to let some shit off. You know what I'm saying?
I realized this today that niggas like drama more than we think.
Oh, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into
that.
They sure do.
Oh, yeah, we do. But like every week, we're gonna start off with what you're feeling, what you're not feeling.
Okay.
So we're gonna go around, see what everybody's fucking with, what niggas not fucking with. So we're gonna start with you.
I'm fucking with the illustrious Taurus icon.
Okay.
Virginia's own. Mr. Pusha T.
All right, come on,
okay?
Terrence.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, I fuck with Pusha T, man.
That's my guy. Like, what? I can't.
We're gonna divulge into this whole situation
just
a little bit.
It's me and Esther represent Drake and
yes,
Push.
I love Drake.
Esther is a Scorpio, and she loves her some Drake, and I love the pettiness.
How are you guys friends
the
after the Civil War? That's caused a rift into the internet.
What am I feeling? What am I not feeling?
Yeah, what you're not feeling.
Niggas. Just in general.
Niggas.
Why?
That's toxic femininity. Niggas. Like, why?
No. I'm not feeling J Bobby. Shout out J Bobby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
I know you're going to love this. Oh, yeah. Niggas hate me. Oh, I love it.
I hate J Bobby, bro. Shout out to J Bobby. I fuck with J Bobby.
Nigga hitting my phone at 11 o'clock. Oh, I thought you said Remy was going to be the breakout star. Let me tag you in this Instagram.
He tagged you some smoke.
Don't tag you no bullshit, nigga.
Yo, shout out to J Bobby. That's
so
my guy.
Fuck J Bobby.
Shout out to 4th and 13. Shout out to Rios. But what about you, Esther? What you feeling, not feeling?
I gotta agree with Nayana. Definitely niggas.
Oh, come on,
yes,
man.
Yes, niggas slander all 2K forever.
Come on.
But
niggas been doing good lately, no?
Right now, I'm just focused. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, that sounds like somebody fresh out of a situation, but okay.
Focus on my life.
You know when the nigga hurt your feelings, you're just like, you know, I'm focusing on myself and my dreams and my passions.
You jumping in early on the new year, new me. Okay.
That's what you call it.
Your birthday coming up too.
November 7th.
So that's what you feeling. You feeling your birthday coming up? Let's get it.
I'm in tune.
Okay.
With myself.
Women always get like this around their birthdays.
Where they new energy.
Then after be like, yo, people so fake. I can't fuck with people. Yo, how do you feel about people missing your birthday events? Like on the sidebar?
I think it depends on why you missed it.
And yeah, why do women get so salty about it?
It definitely depends. And you have to let me know ahead of time if you're not going to make it.
But yeah. Things happen. Like, you know.
Yeah, it depends. If you like. Yeah,
it really depends. Like, just give me a heads up or at least let me know the day of. But it has to be a valid reason.
Yeah. And it if it's and also, like, if you're going to miss my birthday, you should use, like, yo, I can't come, my bad, but let's link next week.
Right.
Tight. Like, yeah.
Right. Like, I understand, like, niggas got their lives. They, got women's. Whatever the case is, but you're not finna not show up to my birthday.
When you think about it, it's like you're celebrating me.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Me, nigga. Fuck.
You're celebrating your friend.
You're even so full of themselves.
But you know I'm gonna look good on my birthday. You wanna miss the
yo,
right?
Yo. Cause I ask this because like I always see women on the timeline like, yo, if you don't come to my birthday dinner, you fake, don't talk to me. And it's like, yo, bro, like things happen.
Honestly, if we not close enough friends, I'm not popping out to no dinner, bro.
I don't do group dinners. Like, I don't care if you my brother, whoever. Like,
yeah,
I don't
the max is five people.
Small dinners.
It's a dumb.
Even that.
Definitely the way
even
it's
that.
Small
dinners. Niggas better bring cash.
Because it don't matter how it goes, how well off your friends are, when that bill comes, everybody turns into mathematicians. Everybody busts out the calculator. And I can't do that. And plus, like me, like, I have a palate of, like, a 12-year-old. So, I'm eating chicken tenders wherever I go.
Ain't no reason
chicken tenders should cost me over $40. You know what I'm saying?
And then you feel bad and you're trying to leave, so you fake put in extra money. And then it's like, damn, I spent $50 on some bullshit.
And you know you eat chicken tenders. That shit wear off. So, by the time I get back to the crib,
I'm just like,
I'm hungry. I'm broker than I was when I left here. And it's not cool. I hate that shit,
yeah,
man.
Niggas try to pretend like they ain't eat no appetizers. Like, y'all didn't take no henna.
Like, niggas like, who ordered gratuity type shit? You know, niggas.
And if you don't have money, just stay home.
Yo, stay home, and that's okay.
Stay home. Honestly, you should be eating out if you don't got no bread, my G. Like, that's a luxury.
Yeah,
sit
niggas,
your ass home.
Niggas, I don't do the group dinners, like, at all. Like, niggas know not even to ask me anymore. Like,
word.
If you don't even ask me, bro. But,
that's a fact.
Let me talk about what I'm feeling, not feeling. I'm feeling toes. I'm always feeling toes.
Tadia, I'm exiting.
What's
the group
chat. What's up with the obsession with toes? What's
it's
that
It's not
about?
An obsession. It's more like a movement.
Yeah.
So the Toe Boys movement has been alive for a while. Shout out to my nigga Keith. Mac can see Sweet Jones on Twitter. He was the first nigga claiming toes on the timeline. The toes are just popping. Like, we just came from the shadows as a collective.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? Toes.
You know what? That's how I feel about beards.
Really? Got a thing with beards?
I love beards.
Like, oh, so you like Philly niggas type with the you like it's different kind of beards. You like Philly beards?
I love a hefty beard, like nice and thick.
Or like a Joe Budden start at your eyebrow type beard.
I like a Rick Ross beard.
I think you like a Rick Ross type nigga. I can see you with like a Rick Ross nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga with two baby mothers.
I do like dreadlocks. I like dreadlocks. Really
dreadlocks?
Like
oh, we know.
Okay, dreads. Okay.
You like niggas on their natural journey, huh? How much Cantu niggas using? Pass you to Miss Jessie's. Heard you. All right, fish up. What else I'm feeling? I'm feeling big ass coats because it's
word,
cold.
That's
it's
the
cold.
Energy.
For all
definitely.
My niggas who listening, not from New York, it's cold, baby.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Ice cold, baby. It's ice
and,
cold.
So big ass coats. I'm in for asshole outfits. Like, and if you got on an asshole outfit, I'm here for you.
Is that a thing? What is an asshole outfit?
Asshole outfit is like when you just got on something outrageous, like, why, my nigga? Like, it's like a fly fit, but it's just like over the top. Like, today, I was at work, a nigga came in with a freaking 10-gallon hat on.
I peeped on his Pharrell shit?
Cowboy boots, but no jacket. And you know, it was like 30 degrees today. I was like, oh, you on your asshole shit today. I feel you.
Sometimes you just gotta get
confused.
The fit off.
I wear asshole fits. Like, I wear, like, big-ass jackets for no reason. Like,
nah, me too. I definitely do.
Like, it's cold, but it ain't that damn cold
it's
type
not,
thing. So you
it's
don't.
Not.
But yeah, shout out to all my niggas wearing asshole outfits, wearing boots when you're not supposed to.
Yo, boots, there's no... freaking weather for boots, nigga. I'm pulling up in Doc Martens in 90-degree weather.
That's different. I'm talking about, like, pointy shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can wear boots all year round.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about niggas can't wear boots all year round.
Yeah, you can. Why?
No,
you
if like I see a nigga.
The low ones?
No, no.
Low cut boots.
Not the air brunches. You know what I'm saying? Put them shits up.
Air brunches. Chelsea boots have never been attractive.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
They look goofy.
Shoes.
Like, only niggas. I'm telling you, only niggas in Chelsea boots I see are brunch niggas. And Jamaican niggas and Kappas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Jamaican niggas. Huh? Yo, Jamaicans are the most horrible dressers. Jamaican men in particular. Mm. Sorry, family.
No, yeah,
especially
absolutely.
The ones fresh off the boat.
Yo,
but they just follow trends, you know what I'm saying?
Why you got your clear sunglasses on right now? Where you going?
Starboy, know that shit. I see you niggas. What up? But the thing I noticed about, like, Jamaican women is, like,
oh, God.
Y'all really love,
here we go.
Like, loud colors. Like,
you know it's crazy?
Like,
I look what I wear all the time. Like, I'm in
but you're like
black.
But you're more like the exception to the rule.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you look at Gucci wife.
That's true. Yo,
she's always going on
a Jamaican
she's,
icon.
I love her, she, but she's a, like, mm-hmm. she's Jamaican like, women, yeah. when they get money, that's how they dress.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
She dresses like a superhero.
Yeah.
She does.
Yo, all Jamaican dancers
dress
like superheroes.
Yo. And her body look good. Listen, right. A Jamaican know they body look good. You think they not gonna wear some tight up stuff?
What they say, the body sit nice or something like that? I don't know. I don't keep up.
On behalf
twins.
Of all Jamaicans listening, I'm so
Yo.
Sorry for that accent.
I ain't been down with the
me.
I ain't
I
been
do
down
co-sign.
With the Jamaican wave since Stookie came out.
Damn.
That shit used to tear down the functions.
Oh,
shout out to
that's
that.
A fact.
That's a fact. Shout out to you young niggas sweating in the basement getting your Stookie on.
Word. White shirt got the fucking denim streaks
yeah.
on.
Oh my God, those basement parties.
Hot as fuck. Come out of that bitch sweaty as shit.
Yo, them shits was musty.
I don't miss
musty.
Cause you know when niggas is young, niggas ain't really know how to really clean themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas wasn't taught right. You know what I'm saying? So them parties was smelling very ripe. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
but it was all in good fun. What am I not feeling? I'm not feeling. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling niggas on the timeline being wild horny.
Oh,
like
let's
I get
talk
the I get the yeah. wild horny hours. I'm down with the sicko mode occasionally, but niggas is taking it too far. Like,
give us an example. What have you been seeing?
Like the wildest one to me was like, yo, not even King Arthur's sword could remove me from that ass. Threw my tongue from that ass. And I was like, yo, niggas is wilding. Like,
yeah.
I thought the horniest summer ever would stop at the summer. But
right.
I see it trickling in the fall. I don't
Do you
like
believe
that.
In cuffing season still?
Yes.
No, I'm too grown.
Right.
Okay.
I'm too old for the cuffing season.
Good. You got a heater in your crib. You good for the colder ones?
Yeah.
You got your weighted blanket on deck?
$50.
Okay.
Go get you one.
Okay.
Yo, that shit. Yo, get away the blanket, bro. That got me sleeping like a toddler every night,
what?
Bro.
I heard it.
It's like I'm being tucked in. You know what I'm saying? But what else am I not feeling? I'm gonna get into it, but I'm not feeling Kanye West. I don't want to give him no more energy.
Ooh, right?
Donda's child.
Word.
Donda's child. Donda's oldest.
Word.
Yeah. The whole shit. Oh. Niggas caping for white women just because they got ass. Yes.
Bro.
Yes, I'm talking about nodules. Y'all got to stop. Y'all got to stop with her taking pictures with the African children.
Yo, she really got me tight.
Yo, and then niggas is like caping. Like
acting like she's God's gift to the rap community. Like
we got
to. She not going to sign
down.
You, my nigga. She not sliding your shit to Rick Ross.
As a community, we got to stop focusing on just the ass. I know it's there. I know
yes,
we all enjoy
you.
It.
Somebody said
we all enjoy it. It's fun. But it's like, it has to be more. Like what Drake said, is there more? Is there more, guys?
Honestly, ass is just regular at this point. Like, if you got a fat ass, that's not like, it's not a rarity.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Still gets you every time, huh?
Yeah, man. It's like, it's like when your mom make them biscuits on Sunday. It's
mama
like, damn.
Don't cook, nigga.
But I'm saying what she do. My mom, you know, she make those biscuits. It's like, damn, I eat these shits, you know, all the time. But it's like, damn, they still some good ass biscuits. You know what I'm saying? That's how you think about ass. Shout out to all of my joints with ass. But like, you can't focus on, you can't, that can't be focused. You got to look deeper than that, you know? Especially
it's just
when you,
an asset. It's just,
literally.
I see what you
and
know.
Then even when it comes, and even when it comes to the caping, like, you can't just cape off the ass. Like,
yeah,
you have to do your
not,
research.
Yeah, it's not enough to.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that too. Shout out to Kaepernick.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But,
He fine as fuck.
He is,
Jesus.
Though. He is.
Come on.
A light skinned devil.
On.
God bless.
I guess it was worth the trip.
And shout out to whoever braids that man's hair. that African woman means
how you know
a
she's
fucking
African?
Ring.
How you know she's
because
African?
Because them shits is tight.
Them shits be tight, right?
What?
Shout out to all the African braiders.
Yes. If you don't get your hair braided by an African, don't get your hair braided, bro.
I mean, them niggas want to have their scalp, too. You know, them African niggas
be going
hard.
I still got my scalp. Salute my braider lady.
Be going hard. But, all right, so let's jump into the show. So, Pusha T. Was on Joe Budden's podcast after the Drake was on the shop with LeBron, and we can get into that whole thing, but I'm not, because I feel like the Pusha Drake thing is kind of redundant.
Right,
it is.
Like, it's been talking about this shit since June. Like,
right.
And every week and every day is a battlefield on Twitter. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah. Real rap niggas in their Avirex jackets.
Oh.
And, you know, the emo R&B boys, they in their feelings too, caping for Drake. You know? But I'm just tired of the back and forth, but it's some things... within that interview with Button that I want to dissect and talk about a little bit.
Cool.
So I did a poll on my IG, and I asked people how they felt about Pillow Talk.
Okay.
Because it was revealed on the podcast that Pusha allegedly got the information about Drake from 40's woman who he's Pillow Talking with.
Mm. Okay, let's define Pillow Talk. Yes. What is Pillow Talk to you?
Pillow Talk is anything like you just laid up with your boo chatting. You know?
Having a conversation?
Yes, let me start now. It's like mostly usually it's like post
like gossip.
Yeah, it can be gossip, but it's gonna be like more like post sex, you know, post sex convos.
Okay.
Usually, mm-hmm. You know when you get one off and you're just like, damn, you get one off, but I really like her, so I want to talk to her.
But how long?
How long
should you know that person before you start having pillow talk?
First of all, let's start here.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas, you've pillow talked before. So, like, you niggas in there talking about, oh, I ain't never pillow talk. You're lying, bro.
You're lying.
The issue with pillow talking is to the extent that you pillow talk.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be in there telling your man's business.
I don't think it should be mad details in that bitch. You could be like, I got whatever, beef with this nigga, whatever.
I feel like it should be more how you feel.
Yeah.
Right.
More venting. Because I feel like that's what pillow talk mostly turns into. It's like you venting.
Like, how's work? How's life?
Yeah, how's life?
Yeah.
So it should be more focused on you. Like, I feel this way, or right. I'm going through that. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. So have you guys ever pillow talked?
Yeah, nigga, I'm chatty as fuck.
I know you are.
What?
I know you talk to niggas. You
what?
I took a picture, a video on y'all. Y'all seen it? And I was talking to Ayana's here. She's like, am I existing? So I know you get deep, and you wanna know what's really going on with
you. How are you feeling today?
Yeah.
No, really. How are you feeling? Like,
yeah, it's just stars aligned, beloved. Like, you know.
What's your moon sign again? Oh, my God, that makes so much
right,
sense.
Right,
yeah,
so,
no,
right.
Yeah, no, I'm chatty.
So you guys are
especially
into
if I got to that point with you, I'm definitely talking.
So you're definitely with the pillow talk. Okay. Has a nigga ever told you some wild shit? Like, what's the... You got to share details. Like, what's the craziest thing a nigga's ever said? Like...
I don't think anyone has ever said anything crazy to me. People just feel the need to tell me their business. I don't know, maybe I have that kind of face.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And that's just without the sex.
Yeah, niggas be like,
so niggas be pillow talking without the pillows?
Yo, nigga. Yeah.
Some people just love to just
vent. People be telling me about their childhood traumas,
that's
nigga.
That's weird to me. Like, I can't vent to no nigga I'm not cool with.
Yeah,
you
I don't
know
do that either. Right. I'm not like that either, but...
Right. I'm cool with you.
Yeah, I'm very private.
Yeah,
it takes a while before I start talking.
So it takes a while for y'all to open up a nigga. Niggas be opening up for y'all.
Yeah, I would say that.
Niggas is chatty.
Yeah. The funniest thing is, though, like, when niggas start beefing with they niggas, and then they come to you with that beef, and then you see the niggas.
Oh, that's whack.
You see the niggas, so you like, fuck, that's my guy, so I'm going to try to, like, rock with him, but, like, I don't want it to be no smoke. And the next day, they cool.
Yeah, that's whack. That's whack.
I was like, what?
Yeah, for me.
I thought you not fucking with him. You said, let them tweets fly, like, I don't have no friends.
Oh, niggas are sad.
I'm not fucking
sad.
None of y'all niggas.
Oh, my mind.
I don't, y'all don't really
know. Yeah,
word. OG.
You know how niggas be. But, OG. Damn, I've pillow talk.
Of course
but, like,
you have, what?
Only
I
one
don't
time.
Think everybody has.
Only one time it went bad. Like, I don't know, I was like doing business with somebody and I was just really frustrated. So I was just like venting.
Yeah.
But you know, women, they always feel the need to fix situations.
Of course.
So the beloved that I was pillow talking with, she tried to like fix it on her own and kind of like fucked it up even more. So it was like, it kind of made me look bad. But like, I really was just like talking to my ting at the time, like about something. You know?
I feel like unless like someone's asked me for their advice or you want me to, it's tricky because like you want to step in for
most
people
of the time
sometimes.
You're just supposed to listen.
You're just supposed to listen.
I think, yeah, you should keep that. That's like dire, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless you feel like they their life is in danger,
right?
Or their well-being,
yeah, well, right? Yeah, livelihood,
or like,
or something.
You know, mental health problem or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But I'm not about to run down on your nigga because he didn't follow.
But people do that, like,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, but pillow talking, I feel like it should definitely be something that you should only do with somebody you're really committed to.
For sure,
you shouldn't be pillow talking with random joints. But that's what niggas do.
That's,
you know,
dangerous.
What I'm saying?
They do.
That's how a lot of people get caught up. You
know?
Comfortable. Yeah, I don't get it, man. Shit is weird to me.
Burning bridges and fucking.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas have got that firebox.
Word.
And niggas get that firebox and want to start talking about life.
I'm weak.
Let's build something.
Nigga downloading the CoStar app afterwards.
Yeah, like, what's your sign? Add me.
Word.
Add me back. Yo, it's crazy.
Do you actually think what Push said is true? Are we gonna? Do we 100% believe that?
I think it's a little. I think it's a little bit of Push telling the truth, and I think it's a little bit of Drake telling the truth.
Mm.
Because him, like, Drake's saying, like, yo, we had a heart-to-heart with this nigga. And I know how much Drake is really a fan of Kanye. Like, he's really, like, his idol. So I can see him really, like, Drake, you see, Drake, he open up the niggas all the time.
Nigga,
so it's like,
he acted like LeBron was his fucking father. Like,
yeah,
he gave birth
to him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That also was weird how people was trying to say, like, oh, this nigga, look at him. He didn't just want to be disappointed. This nigga, that nigga ain't his father. But like, yo, I don't want to disappoint my friends.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So I get
someone
it, you know.
About you,
yeah,
right.
I don't want to disappoint my friends. Like,
especially if you see that man as like not an idol, but like someone to look up to.
Look up to.
Yeah,
it's like LeBron.
That's
I think anybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
Like LeBron's like the prototype nigga. Like, other than Pusha T snitching on him about you know that situation, LeBron's like the prototype nigga. If anybody you want to be, so I get that Drake not wanting to disappoint him. You know,
for sure.
The stuttering was funny though.
Yo,
like, what he was like? What did I tell you?
What did I tell you? Is a really quick, crazy question to ask your homeboy. Like,
but he really meant.
Yeah,
what did I say?
But like, it sounds like, you know, when your parents are like, so go ahead and tell them.
Tell
them
what I told you. Just that. Just that. But nah, I get that, man. You know, but it was weird that people was kind of like, I don't know. Like going in on him about that.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's just because it's LeBron.
LeBron,
you know?
Yeah. LeBron and Drake, the two niggas that a lot of dudes hate.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like,
but
they're
like,
they gotta turn it into something.
It's hard to hate Drake, really.
I mean,
it's very hard.
Hate.
Not like his music,
strong word,
but hate him. Like,
I can see why people hate him because
the way niggas hate Wale, niggas is not hating Drake that way.
Well, niggas hate Wale because Wale puts himself in a lot of boxes.
I don't know.
Not like Wale. Like, Wale's one of my favorite rappers. But
I love Wale.
Me too.
He's so cute.
He puts himself in little boxes that, like, he puts himself in positions for people to hate on him. I think niggas hate on Drake because it's like, yo, this nigga's, like, successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
it's like hating on Beyonce.
This nigga's emotional. But he's also, like, a scumbag, too. Like, he does a lot of foul things to certain women.
He is.
Like,
he has his moments. Is that his fault? Is that?
You gotta be a righteous scumbag, like.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
you can be righteous scumbag.
Righteous scumbag. Speaking
of... That sounds like some Charlamagne the God quote, and I'm not really here for that.
Come on now. And then, but speaking of righteous scumbags, we're going to come back to the Pusha thing.
Oh, God.
Shout out to my boy, Cap. I'm with Cap. You know what I'm saying? Boy, Cap got caught out here. Brittany... What's her name? Brittany Renner. The one that was going to do the tape with Tiana. We still waiting on it.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of light skin.
I'm with
in one's face.
I'm okay with that. But yeah, so she has a tello book. I don't know what platforms this is out on.
It's a physical book.
Really?
I've seen it.
Damn, it's not like
it's not no ebook.
A nigga, here's my
it's
PDF file.
You don't send in a zip.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a dead of book.
All right.
Man,
so
I
want
to read it.
Who published it? Birdman? Because you know Birdman published a lot of books.
Oh, that's crazy.
He does.
He's publishing all the little rapper books.
Yeah. Superhead book. I think he came out on Birdman.
He's a messy bitch. Ooh.
It's Birdman. Come on.
Messy.
Now. He's Birdman. But yeah, so she wrote the book. Basically, she flew herself out to let Kaepernick slash and.
Not because she wanted to, because she didn't have a choice. If she wasn't flying herself out, let's be clear.
Yeah, game's game. So she flew out there, he slashed, and then he was just like, I'm off this. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
This was before he was on his revolutionary path. You know what I'm saying?
Before his Malcolm X. Yeah.
When he was Detroit Red and not Malcolm X, you know? But yo, I'm with Cap, man. Like,
I mean,
I feel like he definitely could have threw her some funds.
Come on, bro. You put yourself in that position. That's on her.
I guess she really wanted to do it then. So he was honest, and she made the decision for herself.
Yeah, but it's like in her, she was on there. She always is like on social media clowning like prostitutes and all these. But like, yo, you did the same thing a prostitute did without getting paid though. You know what I'm saying? At least they eating. We pro sex work over here. You know, SSID. At least they got paid. You know.
I feel that.
Shout out to my OnlyFans. account holders. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. But yeah, so shout out to Cap.
I think Brittany Renner is a smart bitch, bro. She knows what the fuck she's doing.
I guess. Like, no, obviously not. She don't know what she's doing.
But we talking about her right now.
Yeah, but I'm not buying the book. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are. Nobody's buying the book.
But niggas are.
You may not.
Niggas got.
People are buying.
But how did you find out that information? Someone tweeted the quote. How did they find the quote? Mm-hmm. They bought the book.
So one person, not everybody know. Everybody know. Yeah, everybody know now. But
you know, niggas are gonna buy her book.
They're definitely
niggas
are buying interested. Her book.
Yeah,
nah. She's interesting.
The Superhead book was actually pretty interesting. Like when I was younger,
did you read it?
It was a young nigga. Yes.
Cover to cover.
No, come on. No, I'm not. I was looking for rapper names. Like, oh, damn, she did
Malcolm
that.
Malcolm Gladwell, filthy. Superhead's book.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
H2O Lean, same thing. Okay. But, yeah, so shout out to that. He went to my MLK way, you know?
You know what?
If Martin Luther King was here today, he'd be doing the same thing.
Shout out to that boondock.
He'd be flying out Jones, you know what I'm saying?
You really...
He was.
I definitely think he was hoeing.
Jesus Christ. No, he definitely was hoeing.
He'd be an IG nigga right now.
Oh, my God.
He would. He'd be a revolutionary IG nigga.
He'd be a nigga that tried to slide my DMs.
Definitely.
He'd definitely be a nigga you would choose up on. If he wasn't like...
Malcolm X is definitely a nigga.
Oh, yeah. He's like artsy, but like aggressive light-skinned nigga. So it seemed like your way. It seemed like you would go the Malcolm X way. You know what I'm saying?
It's the glasses.
All them niggas, them niggas would have no room to become the political leaders that would if they were here today.
It's true.
Because first time they slide in the junk DM and get up on the Shade Room, it's a rap for the whole movement. Niggas like, I can't rob for you. You trying to smash.
Boycott. Yeah. Nigga.
You and Lyra Galore's when the Claremont Twins DMs. Yeah. How can I rock with you?
You told Bernice you trying to eat her ass.
Yeah, man. Right, nigga? Yeah, I don't know. That actually might strengthen the movement. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bernice. That might strengthen the movement. Niggas might be like, all right.
Yo,
you know
going
what I'm saying?
To hell.
Yeah, but Jesus. Shout out to Cap. Brittany Renner, I guess, do what you got to do.
You're with Cap?
I'm with Cap. I'm getting the jersey now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm weak. Shout out to Nessa, his fine ass girlfriend.
He took her, though, too. Shout out to Alan Smith.
Okay.
Cap, you my nigga, son. But get him on the team. Get him an NFL check,
Jesus.
Man.
Jesus.
But all right, so back to this Pusha Drake button fiasco. They was on there talking about whether there's rules and beef.
Yeah.
In particular.
Yeah.
And I posed a question on IG once again. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my IG. Niggas go follow me.
You gonna tell them where to follow you?
Them niggas know.
Oh.
It's in the description.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's in the description. Right next to the brainwash link. Y'all niggas should click on that too.
You should.
You see the cross promotion. You see the cross promotion. I'm a professional. So, but I asked a question on there. Like, is there any rules in beef? And a lot of people are saying no. Which I don't agree with.
I think it's easy to say that objectively. Like, if it's not you on the other
people?
End. Right. Like,
right.
Yeah, right. Listen, it's beef. It's rap. Like, niggas gotta let that shit go. Like,
right. Right.
What Drake said about Cuddy was not cool. What fucking Push said about 40 was not cool. That shit is fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you can say whatever you want. Like, you can always say whatever you want, but it doesn't make it okay. Just because it's over a fucking beat.
Yeah, you don't joke about anybody with an illness.
Right, like, imagine, like, one of your niggas pulls up on you like, oh, your mom, your best friend, they're dying. They're about to die and they're actually sick with a, like,
yes.
You, what you about to do? You about to be like, nah, it's cool, like, because y'all were in an argument or something. Yeah. It's cool. You say what you want to say. Nah, right, niggas get killed for less than that.
That's what I wanted to pose, because I was like, it's okay, like, I feel like you could say anything you want, but, like, you have to be okay with the consequences.
Correct.
If there's no rules.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, let's say Pusha said that thing about 40, right? And let's say he got somebody to hurt Pusha T, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so let's say something happened to Pusha T.
Yeah.
Would it be cool? Because there's no rules to this shit. Like,
right.
If you're going by what
if we're
going
to go, we're going to have to go.
All the way. So, like, let's say it got pushed at a stint, and then everybody would be, oh, RIP, it shouldn't have never went this far. But it's like...
Absolutely.
It has to be rules, because if it's rules, there's no order.
Yeah.
If there's no order, chaos happens, people get hurt, things get took, you know?
Yeah.
And things get took.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, it has to be a line to saying, like, yo, you can cross this line, but if you cross this, we got to go all the way now.
Correct.
Yep.
And that's the only thing I ask of people.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, and I also think... other people should be exempt from the beef, right? Like, if me and Evan have a beef and we arguing, I could talk about everything that I know about you and you could talk about me, but why are you talking about Esther?
Right,
don't have nothing to do so with the situation.
Do you think Drake went too far with the whole mention of Pusha's fiance?
See, I'm kind of torn because I understand, like, if that were my, like, significant other, why are you even talking about them? Like, oh, my God. But, like, to the public, we don't know Push. We didn't even know Push was engaged. We don't know her.
A lot of people didn't know.
If you let that line slide, no one would have known who that person was unless they was on Genius really digging for the information.
That's the internet. I feel like people would have been,
Yeah, but he made it a thing.
He made it bigger than it was.
Yeah, but he said on Bud and Shit that wasn't the reason. Like, he was going to go regardless.
Yeah, right. Either way.
I don't think that was a too far line. But that 40 shit... That was a couple bars. Like, that wasn't no, like...
Yeah.
Even with, like, tick,
and then even the thing with Cudi, like, with Cudi, too, is, like, he mentioned, like, Drake mentioned Cudi, but, like, he just mentioned, like, yo, bro, you be sad sometimes, basically.
What's the exact line? I can't remember.
Said, oh, you man in the moon, you be going through your phases. Like, that's basically what's that's standing on your
Okay,
arm.
Yeah. That's
I think it's more playing with the man in the moon thing than his actual, but, like, he didn't say, yo, nigga, go
and
kill yourself.
So, right.
You know
what I mean? Like...
You know what I'm saying?
It's not concrete, like...
And plus, even in that situation, Cudi started that beef with Drake, you know? Yeah.
That's still direct shots at Cudi, not at Cudi's, like, child.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
or his
up.
Family or whatever, you know? Which is weird, you know? But
yeah, no, I don't subscribe to the whole no rules thing. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't get down with the whole no rules thing. Or if it is no rules, then everything gotta be
then
on
it's
the table.
A goal on, like... Then yeah. If niggas get fucked up, then what do you
I don't
want to
see no.
You can't say nothing.
Niggas, right. Niggas always want to be kumbaya after it goes to a certain
Facts.
Point, you know?
Facts.
And everybody's been through a situation like that. It's like, yo, damn it, did I go too far? Did I say
sometimes
too much?
Conversation you like.
Yeah, but like even, I don't know, for me personally, like if I say some shit, like it goes over the line, I'm fixing that immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you should do. Because
when you let shit like that linger,
that shit builds up. Yeah, that shit is no good.
Then you be like at Walmart and then you see a nigga and then it's on site. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to get some skim milk. You know what I'm saying? You can't even do that.
We don't drink milk.
Oh, we know.
Almond milk.
I know.
Almond milk over here.
I got to try it. I just been off the base milk because I respect my stomach. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I'm looking for alternatives.
You don't definitely like, plant based milk.
Yeah. You don't almond milk?
I never tried it.
What?
To know it if I like
so
it or
good.
Not.
Did you listen to the J. Cole record? He told y'all niggas.
I don't fuck with J. Cole like that. he's faking.
He a nigga that probably like, talked to me too, honestly.
Nah, Drake Cole, I don't know. I don't know if he got enough unks for you.
How can you not like J. Cole?
I don't hate. Okay. I'm a big J. Cole fan. I just don't. His progression has been very weird to me.
Like, yeah.
What he's become now is like, all right, you wanted to be like a backpack nigga.
Right.
Now you Ziggy Marley with that raps. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's weird. But I like Cole. But the thing is, he's very like hypocritical. Like,
I think most people are, though.
But, like, he's hypocritical, like, on a world stage. It's like, he denounced Nas, which is cool. Like, you know, he's, like, Nas' favorite rapper, but he can't fuck with him if he was out here hitting women, which is cool. Like, everybody
that
should be
sense,
like that.
Yeah.
Like, Nas' my favorite rapper, but I can't fuck with him, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
On the front. I can't be promoting Nas.
Correct.
And still, you know. But he's, like, Drake. Cole's out here hanging out with Adam 22 with No Jumper. And I don't know if y'all know about
him. I seen.
But he's out here. He was out here messing with teenage girls and all this kind of weird shit. Culture Vulture using the N-word.
I don't know why people go to do No Jumper.
He's contradicting.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's like, is it Uchiwali or is it One Mic? Is what
y'all niggas love saying that comparison. Let that shit the fuck go.
Is
I don't want
to
hear. Listen to me.
Is it Uchiwali?
2019. I don't want to hear. I don't care. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
That's the first time I heard that.
The fuck?
No, because I'm going to start. All right, so we're going to start using this. Is it Kitty Cat or is it Drunken Love, beloved? Which one is it, you know?
It's Kitty Cat.
Is it Kitty Cat?
Is it Uchi Brothers? Is it 1 month?
That's
a don't classic. Care,
that's a
nigga.
Classic. But niggas need to know. All right, so what else I wanted to talk about? All right, so also in the interview, he talked about his difference in political stances with him and Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how him and Kanye could still be cool,
mm-hmm.
even though they represent two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever experienced that in any way? Like, your friend just, like, has a totally, like, different political view from you, but y'all still cool.
We're not friends.
Could you do that?
Yeah,
that's how, yo, that's, I knew, yo, I thought I was bugging.
Because
I'm listening doing that? Because I'm like, yo, I can't be cool with no nigga that's out here with the MAGA hat on, you know?
Like, because you're literally propping up someone who's used his platform to kill people that look like you.
Right.
So I don't really understand what's the friendship about. Because if a friendship is supposed to be like, you and this other person, y'all align with your morals, your values. Maybe you guys have different interests, but like
that's not something that.
Yeah, it's not like I like red, you like blue kind of thing. It's like, yo,
you can't do whatever you want with your body, and like
nigga, we got different ideologies. It's like this is totally
that's a whole other level.
It's a whole different level, and like it's just weird to me because like I couldn't like anytime anybody asks Kanye about Trump, they're like. Like Charlamagne asked him, like, you say all these things like you like about Trump, but what don't you agree about with him? Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He couldn't even answer that. So I'm just like,
yeah,
this nigga's an airhead, and I couldn't be cool with nobody like that. Like Ma was saying on the podcast, it's like, if one of my friends hang out with somebody who's a snitch and they're in the club popping bottles together, like, how can I hang with you now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
The people that are like, they say like the seven closest people to you define who you are. Mm-hmm. So, like, if like your mans are all, if there's a mans in your circle that's like on some funny shit, that's a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Because why can you relate to them? How can you feel comfortable hanging out with someone that does stupid shit?
Right.
Yeah, you gotta check your friends.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the key.
Somebody gotta check Kanye.
That's the key.
Word. Honestly, it's hard to talk about Kanye though because it's like, you on one hand we seeing it play out in public and it kind of looks like someone who's struggling is unraveling. It's like Britney Spears in 08, like you want to be like, yo my nigga, you can not fuck with him, you shouldn't fuck with Kanye, but how do we have a conversation about his actions without like, are you good, is this man good, like what's good? Like it's hard,
but it's hard to be like, are you good? And you seeing him around people and niggas is letting them cook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is different when you have like not even about race, but it's just like as black people, we check each other.
All
the time.
We definitely do.
Like you like nigga, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? We'll stop somebody. But like I see a lot of time in like certain circles, it's like people, they just don't check each other.
Yeah.
Like imagine how far America would be if white people checked each other. But like we're starting to see a little bit of it now. But, like, imagine on the grand scale, white people was like, yo, you're fucked up in this. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's true.
And a lot of times they put their comfort over other people's feelings.
That's a fact. He likes to have yes men. He likes people to, like, agree with his ideas. And I've seen it his whole career. Like, when he was doing the fashion shit. If you was really sitting in a meeting with Kanye and you told him you didn't like some hemline, you would really think he wasn't kicking you out that meeting?
Right, they're scared of him. That's the problem.
Same thing with Nicki. Like, Nicki has the same problem. These niggas need to eat, so they're like, all right, Kanye, whatever.
That's crazy. I wouldn't want no yes men around me, because then how do you know if your shit's really hot? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, exactly. I was just telling my homegirl, like, if I do some shit and you don't fuck with it and it's whack, you gotta let me know. You can't Ayana's whatever shit that she put out was fire and that shit was whack.
That shit was a dub. Like, I tell my friends all the time, like, yo, Nick, what you think about the podcast?
Right.
What should I work on? And you know?
And you should feel comfortable doing
that's
that.
That's a real friend. Yeah. He's honest with you.
Yeah. You shouldn't take it to heart, especially if they're your friends, you know? Mm-hmm. I only want to see the best for niggas. So facts. If I critique you and on some diddy shit and tell you your shit is trash, like...
Honestly, if you're not criticizing me, stay away from
that's
me.
That's a fact.
I need to grow.
That's the only way.
Please let me know.
But don't be a dickhead. Like that's also something too. You gotta watch out for some people. They'll use that opportunity to be a dickhead
to put you down.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like some hater shit?
Like some hater shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So shout outs to the haters.
Damn. That's crazy. Good talk, guys. All right. So we're gonna dump into the gist of what I wanted to talk to on here.
So
we was in a group chat.
We are in a group chat.
And I express...
For now.
Yeah. Niggas leave every week.
You feel me?
Shout out to Kai.
I be ready to clock out
sometimes. Niggas leave the group chat every
week. That shit is muted, though. I'm not going to hold you.
It should be. Yeah, I will hope so.
Wow.
I will hope so. Because we be in there.
Running. I'm like,
yo.
What?
I can't... If I didn't have it on mute, I wouldn't get shit done.
That's a fact.
I'll just be in there talking shit. But I post a question in the group chat about a particular young lady. That I wanted to inquire on.
Oh, right? Jesus. Okay. Are we going to say her name or not? We're not doing that.
Nah, not yet.
Okay.
Not till I'm introduced.
Shout out to who you are, sis. You're a beautiful woman.
What Drake said, you know who you are.
Ew.
I gotcha.
Ew.
But no, nah. So I expressed interest in a particular beloved. And my good pals, Ayana and Kai, was like, nah. And I'm like, why? She was like, yo, you're a waste man.
You are a waste man.
And I was like, me?
You're a waste man.
Evan who hold doors for women and help old ladies cross the street.
What the hell?
So I took it to IG. I was like,
man, you trash.
I had a small sample size. So I was like, let me ask everybody, you know. So I put on there and
how many people voted? Do you know?
It was a good number. It was a good number.
Which is?
Damn. It was a good number. That's 50? All I'm gonna say. It was a good number.
More than 50?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we got a good sample size. And I checked the poll.
What was the question?
Right.
Straightforward. Am I a waste man?
And what were the options?
Yes or no?
Okay, and what were the percentages?
I got an 85% yes.
Oh,
which made me
get your life.
Which made me question some things, reevaluate some things about me.
Okay.
Like, why would my perception be?
Why do you think
that I'm a waste man? I don't know.
You have the answers. Yes. You know this.
I think I'm being slut shamed. I think I'm being slut shamed. You know, I think.
Listen, women, start dating other women instead.
I think.
The devil.
When you're a man and you're sexually liberated, they hold you to all these gender norms, you know? And I feel attacked. That's how I felt, you know?
No, you're a waste man, bro.
I had to ask myself, like, damn, like, why would people think these things about me? You know
what's
what I'm saying?
What's the percentages again?
They were high. I'm not going to repeat them. If you know, you know. You heard it.
How many people voted in this poll again?
There's about 50 of them.
Okay. All right.
So, but yeah, I had to ask myself, like, am I a waste man? Like,
you are.
I don't think so.
You are.
Feel like you're trying to hoe around and you're not ready
Girl. Whoa, big fella. I'm not a hoe.
There's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying.
You're such a fucking hoe.
I'm not a hoe.
I'm not a hoe. Don't slut shame me. But I get it. Like, the thing for me is, when I was younger, I was in, like, an extended relationship, right?
For how many years?
Almost like 5 years, four and a half.
That's
five
a
years.
Long time.
What?
Longer than me.
As a young nigga, like, damn, I got 18, into 20? When I was like 17.
Longest
like, you know
relationship
what I'm saying?
I ever
so
had.
So my whole
years.
College thing, I yeah. was like, you know,
locked down,
beatied out of boot up. You know okay. what I'm saying? Then I got out and I was like, I had a lot of questions. I was like, damn. Let me see what the other side looks like.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's because I'm in a relationship. Like, I'm very faithful. Like, I don't even put my
allegedly.
No, for real. Like, bro, hey, any joints that I cheated on that thought I cheated on them, the truth is not true. Never happened. You can't ask it. If you're a girl, then people think I cheated on you with you. Like, I cheated with you. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. You can't find them out there. If you are, you think you are. Call up 223-9797.
I'm crying.
Call up here. But like, so I asked myself, damn, it's a lot of things out here. Let me experiment a little bit, you know? So I experimented.
And what were your findings?
Right.
Findings that it's a lot of women out here. You know? Beautiful, nice, intelligent young women with all their teeth. And yeah, I wanted to experiment. How does that make me a waste man, you know?
And I think
it drew me to this topic I want to talk to. What are my flaws? What are our flaws in relationship?
I don't know.
We're gonna go around the circle. We're reading everybody.
Our flaws?
Yeah, your flaws. We're just talking
we're
about flaws.
Each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't have any flaws.
Niggas be lying. You hear the cap. You hear the cap, guys.
Excuse me.
You hear the cap. Everybody has a flaw in relationship wise.
I would say trust issues.
You call niggas, you be stalking niggas, Esther. You be pulling Issa's, going to niggas' cribs.
No, I just really just don't trust some people. That's really what it is. And what else? I would say I'm a good communicator.
We're dragging each other.
You see, I said flaws, and women picking out the good shit.
I had to think about it. I'm like,
it's like when niggas go on interviews with my flaws. Oh, well, sometimes
I'm a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist.
Nigga, you're not getting the
job. Nobody's perfect, but I would definitely say trust issues.
I'm too hard on myself.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Ayana?
I have an obsessive personality, so it can trickle into all of my relationships. So if I'm really I'm not clingy because I like space, but like, I have this thing where if I feel like you could reach a potential or you could do this thing, I'm like, okay, let me see how I can help you. Oh, you want to do this? Let me help you do that.
This is why they startup niggas.
Yeah.
You like build a nigga shit. Okay.
That makes sense.
It's a horrible trait.
Damn.
I'm working on it.
That's okay. See, this is why we're here today. We're going to reach a point. When we leave here, we should all be better people. Everybody.
Where's
you know?
Yala when you need her?
But what about you? What are your flaws? What about you?
I'm getting to me. Let's not rush this. I'm growing, okay? So, for me, maybe I'm a little too... a little too lax in relationships. Like, I'm like lax meaning like I like going out, like cool, but it's like when, because in my last relationship, like my last like major relationship, I felt like I had to entertain her, like.
Like, oh, like taking her to
yeah, and it's like things? Yeah, okay. But it's like what are we doing this week? Let's go here, and it's like, damn, like, yo, can we just chill? Like, why do I always? I'm not. Why do I always have to be your entertainment too?
It know? Should be 50-50, you know.
Yeah, it's like.
But those, I feel like, in that scenario, if you don't feel inclined to want to do these things with this person, then
that's a problem.
There's an issue there.
Yeah,
because for you, that person clearly wasn't the right person for you because you felt. It felt like a job. It felt like a
It shouldn't
task.
Feel yeah, that way.
Yeah, it should be like, yo, Evan, I found this dope-ass restaurant. We should pull up. Yo, I just found this cool-ass exhibit at the Met. Let's pull up.
Yeah, it should come feel natural. Like, okay. It shouldn't feel
and like... You know what it was, too? I feel like she was kind of like trying to mold me into something I'm not.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, that's a big thing.
Because you know when women have the idea of a nigga, they stuck on that idea of a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Instead
of,
and I think men have the same thing, too.
No, no, I don't think so. I think
so, too.
I think men, when they like a woman, they like you as you are. Like this.
You think so?
Like this is why I like you.
I don't feel that way. I feel like some guys try to change women. Nah. I do feel that way.
I mean, if they, like to manipulate them kind of shit, cool. But I'm talking about just change, cool. Not cool, but like that's cool. What niggas do. Like I understand,
cool
like,
niggas do.
No. When I say cool, like I know, cool as in niggas, like yes, this is what niggas do. Unfortunately,
yeah.
But like I mean, like as change, like who they are, like things they like where they go. Like I was in the relationship, and I'm just like, yo, I really don't want to do these things. Like,
then you shouldn't have to.
Yeah,
that
that's
person
what I'm
just wasn't for you.
I feel like that's why I feel like relationships are about more about aligning. Than compromising.
Correct.
Right.
So that would be my next question to you. What sorts of, like, right now, today, present, what do you see? What's your ideal relationship? What does that look like?
Yes. Ideal relationship.
What's the framework for that?
It's like just, you just gotta be cool and you just gotta, like,
dress well.
No, just not have no baby fathers. Like, I can't, like.
Evan, be serious.
No,
these
I'm
not
serious.
Your framework.
The framework is just, like, you have to be a cool person who, just, like, knows yourself.
Are you looking for. Commitment, serious? Are you looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for commitment, serious. Like, why everybody think
monogamy.
I be playing games? Like,
that's how you come
on. No, I be that serious. Like, women know I'm very lovey. Like, when I'm in, like.
So you're looking for monogamous, committed one person.
So you can express yourself.
Yes.
Sure. And all
what's
that.
What's your moon sign again? I gotta look at coast.
I'll pull up the app. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But like, I'll be you know.
That's your ideal relationship. Okay, Esther. What about you?
Yeah. What about you, Esther? What kind of niggas are you looking for? Her ad's in the title, so.
Word. She's beautiful and smart.
You heard a fresh out of a situation. Fresh out of situation. You heard it.
She thick too.
New year, new me.
I can't.
So.
I would say just somebody I can really just build with. I mean, like, and when I say build, I mean we can grow together, you know? You don't have to be perfect. It's just, you know, we have to be able to teach each other things.
So you want the black love experience.
Oh, God.
You want the BET special.
He doesn't even have to be black at this point.
Oh, hold up now. Hold up now, big fella. Hold up.
I'm open.
What's wrong with black men?
I love black men. I'm just trying to be more open. To try other things.
Okay, I'm into
other
that.
People.
Would you date an Asian nigga?
I have.
She has.
Asian?
Really? Like real Asian? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
nah, he was real. He Asian. Was Filipino.
And he wasn't brown. He wasn't that brown.
And he was like really people. Into black culture.
Oh, see, that's different. That's different. That's different. That don't count. That don't count.
Shout out to Asian Bay from Insecure. Well,
he's from Queens.
He was from Brooklyn, actually. Yeah. He was cool.
Yeah, you were the Filipino nigga. It's kind of funny.
I know. The idea, right?
Haitian Filipino, that's a wild mix. You know what I'm saying?
The food lit. Yeah. The food spread lit, nigga.
I can't lie. He put rice on some really good Filipino food.
I believe it.
What about you, Ayana?
I thought you guys were going to.
No.
Yeah, what about
nobody
you?
Safe.
Whoa, I feel attacked.
Y'all be dragging me this whole time. No.
I'm weak. I'm definitely looking for commitment. Serious. I feel like
you still dating startup niggas?
I'm not. Honestly, okay. I've given up that pastime.
Okay.
I feel like my particular lifestyle requires you have to be at a certain level, certain drive in your life to even, like, come close to me.
What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean as in drive?
As in, like, you need to have a goal that you're trying to reach.
Definitely.
Whatever that goal is. It doesn't have to, like, necessarily be in the creative industry the way I am, but it has to be, like, in 6 months, I'm trying to be the manager at the Best Buy. And these are, you know, like, and these are the things that I'm working towards.
A man with a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like
women like planning.
I love that. Have you seen my calendar?
Well, yeah, I've seen it.
I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. So honestly, it takes the stress off.
Yeah. So for me, like, time is a huge, like, non-renewable resource that we have. So, like, if I'm going to give you some of my time, I need to know that you're going to take it and do something with it.
Right.
Right, right.
Okay. So it needs to be, like, we're growing alongside each other. You're not trying to change me. I'm not trying to change you. Nobody's completing each other. No one feels like I can't live without you, because that's codependency.
So are you guys on settle down mode? Like,
I would say that. I mean,
you're asking the niggas. I know where to find them.
I would say that. I mean, not right away. You know, I want to get to know the person.
So how long should the talking stage be? Because, like, this is something that a lot of people go through, and I've seen certain friends go through when they end up talking till the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
With certain people.
Yeah.
So it's like, how long should it be? I don't want to put a time stamp on it, right. But like, what's the relative range? Can't. You know?
Honestly, I would say a year.
A year?
I wouldn't mind.
You know what it is?
Because not every relationship starts off with two people just talking. Sometimes it's like a friend that turns into something else.
That's why I'm saying
like max a year. I waited a year.
Spicy, let's get spicy. Let's
to talk to someone. It didn't turn out the way I wanted to.
What do you mean? Like, were y'all like friends and then y'all start, you know, talking? Or is it like, because for me, all my best relationships have always been like, we weren't friends at first. We just started talking and then led to a relationship.
You know, we
were
friends, and then it turned into a friendship, then friends with benefits, and then, you know, shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't regret it. It was an experience. But
you live and you learn.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is? We were great friends. It's just that when we added sex into the equation, shit just went down.
Shit gets weird sometimes.
I want my partner to be my friend first. Like, exactly. I want to feel like, yo, like, I found this funny ass meme. I want to send it to my nigga.
That gets weird though, because like,
does it?
It does, because like if shit's like, once you hit that friend, the relationship switch, shit gets shifty. Because like, I don't want to lose my friend though.
Yeah, it's tricky if you have a long term friendship and then you try to convert it into a relationship. But sometimes that's how it's meant to be.
Right, right.
So you really gotta.
So all you friend zone niggas. Fight the good fight.
I don't believe in the friend zone.
No. Shoot your shot, though.
I don't believe in the friend zone.
What do you mean?
There's no friend zone.
That's fine.
You either my nigga or you're not my nigga. Like,
what do you mean?
What is a friend zone? What's that?
A friend zone is somebody you don't see yourself being in a relationship with, but that's your friend. But they want something more.
But the other person wants something more.
You can want something more. You can end up in the friend zone, too. Women end up in the friend zone.
That's a fact.
I friend zone a lot of women.
They definitely do.
Have I been friend zone? I don't know. I have to ask.
You wouldn't
people.
Know.
I'm going to ask a couple people after this.
Yeah.
Am I in the friend zone?
Yo, you friend zone Ayana.
Honestly, hashtag, we got to fight.
Hashtag I hurt Ayana.
Sending it. Yeah. I'm crying.
I mean, the thing
talking
is...
Talking stage. How long do you think to talk? I don't... I feel like doing things aimlessly is fucking stupid. Like, we're just doing things to do it.
You're a very goal-oriented person.
Yeah, I just
Which is a good thing, too.
I don't like...
It's good and bad.
Yeah, it's like my Achilles heel, right? Like, because sometimes you're just meant to do things just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, like the natural of it.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, okay, what are we about to do?
Yeah, sometimes when you're super goal oriented like that, things don't usually become organic.
Yeah, sometimes you need balance, like kind of go with the flow and then also have a goal.
Go with the flow to a point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
To a point.
I'm like,
definitely.
I'm an earth sign, guys. What is flow?
Yeah, right. You know, shit has to be like this.
Yeah, it's back. What?
Nah, but for me, it's like, I don't know. I don't really like the talking stage. Like,
it's weird.
Nah, bro. I'm like, month in. Like, yo, we doing this or what? Like,
yeah,
we together? Like,
fuck?
Because I don't like the looseness of not knowing. Like,
that's that Aries.
Yeah, because, like, if I'm in a relationship, like, let's do this. But if you just want to be there smashing, whatever you want to do, that's cool.
Also do this.
Just let me know. Right. I don't want you to see me out with another girl and be like, oh, nigga, I thought we talked. Like, yo, I ain't call you my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But right.
It's certain things that happen once that girlfriend title is put on you.
Yeah.
Or that boyfriend title is put on you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Are there any women that you've met recently that you would consider dating?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Wow.
Why is that? Or do you feel like you're putting yourself in spaces to meet the women that you want.
No, that's why I'm gonna start going out with y'all more. Cause I see the type of Jones y'all be with, and I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag a certain gal.
Oh, I'm weak. But God bless.
But no, it sounds like the women I've been dating have been terrible people. Like, just like.
In what way?
Oh, they're just like harlots. Like, some of them was like cheating on their boyfriend.
Sex posse.
I'm sex posse, but it's like, that's not
cheating
cool.
Cheating on their boyfriend with you?
Yeah.
It's but okay. I feel like I need to change my type too.
You cheating back though.
I'm cheating back. Okay. I'm not in a relationship. But yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be with that. It's like, you meet certain gal and it's just like, yo, I just know you're not, you're not it.
I'm weak at gal. Yeah, I think like everyone has to like adjust
I need
their
to change
type.
My type. Definitely. I have a thing for Jamaican men.
She does. I gotta stop. Thank you. I keep telling her, let them shits go.
They gotta go. I gotta let them go.
I got a whole family filled with them.
Yo, I rock with my Jamaican mans, but yo, y'all are some scumbags.
Savages.
No Dirty Mac. Y'all some scumbags.
Like, don't even care.
It's scary. It's been like this since I was in middle school. I need to fix that.
That's that union down.
Y'all had to fresh off the boat. Yeah.
We had all the true, like, just came here.
Word. Jamaicans. Fire Jamaican will be in Union Dale, too.
As soon as they would pull up, though, all the girls would be on them. Like,
yeah. And then if they got an accent, it's done, yo. It's done.
This nigga's foreign.
What? You said you're going to do what to my...
Everybody
what?
Loves foreign things. Every, like, what's
people just like
that?
What's different, like different to them. Everything is different to them.
It's crazy.
It's like me, I'm really into, like...
Afro-Latina women, we know.
No, I'm done with that.
Now this.
Evan only dates racially ambiguous, light-skinned women with 3C curly hair.
Not anymore. They're all terrible
And they
people.
Probably have over 5,000 followers on
Instagram.
That's problematic.
Now. I'm stamping it now.
He's lying.
All you Afro-Latina women
He's
are
lying.
Evil.
Problematic.
But nah, but like, I've been really into, like, UK women now. Like,
now this.
I like the accent.
You can't
like,
see me rolling my eyes, but I'm rolling my eyes.
I want a nice little
Ew,
UK
don't say
job.
Nothing, Creed.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, the accents.
I want a nice,
terrible
I don't know.
I don't know what I want. I'm just out here.
Ayana just want any nigga on their natural hair. That's it.
I need a nigga to share shea butter with, you feel me?
They do each other's twist outs at night.
Word.
Yeah.
You gonna braid my shit.
I could see you talking to somebody with dreads. That's
I
your
love
next
dreadlocks.
Move.
Blondie dreads.
That's your next move.
Move. I have a type. I have a creative type. Like, I like
No, you have a type.
Men.
Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Rios. We know Ayana's type.
What?
We be cutting your ass on you all the time about your type.
You're flaming me for my type.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm trying to be a little bit looser with that because I feel like we all have types. And the type that we have in our head isn't the person that we're meant to be with. Whether it's like... You fucking, you dating.
I don't know about
committed.
That. I don't know about that.
I feel like sometimes they don't align. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
sometimes
I try to.
I like niggas who be doing fuck shit sometimes. And that's not the type of niggas. Sometimes you don't want like super nice.
So you like
men.
The fuck shit.
I need a balance. There's nothing wrong with nice guys. He just has to, you know, be a beast.
He's
like,
and
hey,
a beast.
Like, women are lying. You don't. Women don't want like super nice
no,
guys.
No, not don't. Super nice. Like, I don't want.
But men don't want super nice women either.
Nah, that's cat. Women, men do.
I want
men
you do. To be nice, but I don't want you to let me walk all over you. Like, there has to be a balance.
What do you mean? Like,
a man
you don't want
be...
a guy to cater to you? Like, yo, whatever you want, Esther.
A man can be nice, but
you can
you
go
know,
wherever you want.
If okay, my thing is, like, he can be nice, but, you know, I don't want you out here just letting people talk to you any kind of way.
Yeah.
To me,
just you.
That's
just
being
you
too nice.
Just you the dog. I'm all right, Michelle.
No, me too. Like, if I can talk to you any kind of way, I don't want you.
I don't want you.
I really don't.
Because my mouth is really split crazy, so I kind of need you to be sometimes, you know, the way you need friends to hold you.
If you can't check me in a respectful way, you gotta go. I want you to check me too. Respectfully though.
Respectfully.
Yeah. My only requirement is creative. You have to be creative. Otherwise, our brains just don't work the same.
So, like, what I was always trying to tell people, like, women say, women don't want no duck ass nigga. Like, you can't be a duck. Because, like, I look at it like this. Like, we was having an argument in one of my other chats. And we was like, yo, a woman would date a dude with 100 bodies faster than a dude with zero.
Because that's not true.
It is. Because, like, women don't...
Zero bodies, you said?
Zero. Like, he's fresh out, like...
How old is he?
See? This is what I'm saying. Like, what's wrong with the zero bodies guy? You know what I'm saying?
Zero body.
Like,
never
he couldn't get... He can't get no women. You're, like, the first woman he's, like, really been with.
You can honestly teach him. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean...
There's, like, a certain
you're
appeal.
You're rare, because a lot of women...
Yeah,
because
there's a certain appeal of knowing that there are people that want the thing that you have.
I think that's even stronger in women. Because I think women seem like They'll see a guy with a bunch of women, like, yo, I'm interested in him. Like, what is it about him?
Nah.
I think women are like that. Because men that see
I like low-key niggas.
Because the men
don't look at my niggas.
Nah. No. That's once you're in a relationship, though. But I'm talking about initially.
Low-key. Think about any nigga that I've pulled up on before.
They've been a little goofy though, like a little crazy, like a little, you know, high head.
You're annoying.
High head niggas. What?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Pray for
him. You like angry niggas? You talking about me?
I don't like angry. I attract cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right. niggas. Like
fix her up niggas. You? That's your whole thing, man.
Whatever.
It's okay. It's happened to all of us at some point. All
right, so
I attract crazy though. Shout out to that crazy. I don't want to say that. Sorry.
Crazy, eccentric.
A woman that pulled up to me at Kinfolk.
I forgot. I forgot you like them all.
Eccentric.
I forgot.
Yeah. Shout out to the women out there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to women. All right. So, what are your what's your biggest, like, what are you really good at in relationships?
Communication.
I can see that.
I think I'm super good at communication, and I think I'm mad. Like, I don't want to say forgiving, but if you're like, yo, like, I can't do this because I don't... Like, I'm understanding. So if you can't show up to an event or help me with something because you're dealing with something at your house or, I don't know, you don't have bread right now or whatever the case is, I'm pretty chill.
That's what's up.
I'm pretty chill.
That's what's up. I think
communication is definitely...
I can see that in you.
And I had to work on that shit, bro. That shit was hard.
I'm still working on that, but...
Yeah.
What about you, Esther? What's your best quality, relationship-wise, that you feel?
I feel like...
And you gotta tell the truth, because niggas gonna let me know. Niggas gonna see that, like, she lying.
I feel like I'm adventurous.
Adventurous?
Yeah, spontaneous. Okay. Nurturing.
Okay,
like,
I can co-sign like adventures.
Try shit with Esther, man.
She is adventurous.
Oh, God.
That's Scorpio shit.
Jesus.
Shout out to that, man.
Shout out to Esther.
Yeah, man.
But, what's your best quality? You don't have any? Okay, great.
You hear the haters?
You hear the hateration
in this dancery. You hear it.
Dancery.
But I'm very compassionate, bro.
Really?
Like, I can see that.
Extremely compassionate to people.
I can see that.
So I'm very like, yo, if you're going through it, like, we can talk about this.
You got a little soft, little heart.
Oh, yeah. I'm very soft.
Aries, right? I'm very compassionate.
Yeah. So I'm very considerate of other people's feelings. So I try to, like clean up after myself kind of thing.
You know,
those kind of things.
Do you have any deal breakers? During the talking stage?
Kids
is a dub?
It's a dub.
Doesn't matter how old the kid is?
Oh, yeah. If he's like a grown kid, I don't give a fuck. You got a kid, he's like 18.
How old is the woman?
I like older women too.
Okay. That's very rare. A lot of guys say, like, you know, they'll stick it out.
No, because niggas
with
be
the
lying.
Kid. Lying.
You know, your kid's snacks. You know what I'm saying?
No more Barbie snacks in the cabinet because your nigga ate it all.
Niggas say that, yo, I'm going to be there for you and the kid. And next, you know, you like Snoop Dogg and Baby Boy. Fuck your Fort and all that.
I get that though. Yeah, no kids. I can agree with that. No
kids? Kids are also a deal breaker
for moi.
Like, I want our child to be your first child.
Jamaican is also
that.
That's
you know what?
I'm kidding. It's
I'm
not.
Gonna have
I'm
to
kidding.
Let Jamaicans go at some point, unless you know there's some.
You see that?
Faithful,
look at her. The door is still cracked. She didn't close it all the way.
Rappers, not for me. 0 out of 10.
I attract so many rappers.
I dated a female rapper once, bro.
What kind? She on her no name?
She on her Nicki shit.
Oh.
She was trash.
She talking that hot shit? Oh.
Not a trash rapper, just like a trash person.
Oh, she's a rapper?
She's mediocre.
Oh, damn.
But, musicians.
I'm not coming to your gigs.
Matter of fact, I lied, because I'll date an R&B joint. Like, you know
what I'm
saying?
That would be fire, though. That would be fire.
I can see her a little LMA thing.
A little Love Jones. You know what I'm saying?
I'm crying.
I'll go to you. Say, baby, can I be your slave?
You know what I'm saying? Fashion niggas? Nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
Shut up. Sorry. We gotta love fashion niggas.
I don't.
Hashtag stop the cat.
I don't. Nah, I'm the only fashion nigga in the relationship.
I can see you with fashion mans.
No. DJs? Yo, babe, take my Instagram pic real quick.
I like DJs.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, shout out to my wife, Jada. I love you.
Here to block, yo. Come on.
Thank you so much. Looking fine as fuck, eating a mango at the spot.
Did for sure, for sure.
With the abs popping.
For sure, for sure.
Shout out my baby.
Shout out to Jada, too.
No.
What?
My wife. She's my wife.
Very possessive.
She is. She's very possessive. I'm so possessive. So
it's I like shout out to my women DJs out there, man.
I don't have. Do you have any other no-goes?
White women.
Word.
Okay.
No white women for moi.
I can't go with the white women, man.
We're white men.
No snow bunny for me.
Wow, white men too?
Yeah. Unless he a spicy white, then we could talk about it.
What's a spicy white? Like Lord Italian? Shannon Tatum. That nigga's light skin. Bradley Cooper. That nigga's black. I don't care. Nobody says. I truly believe that.
Yo, he really was in a group chat. He did not realize that Channing Tatum was not.
Yo, y'all not playing in the group chat. Like, this nigga's white. I'm just like, yo. That's lying. What I
said. This nigga's white.
I'm just like, yo, this is lies. I seen Step Up. That boy can dance.
I seen Step Up.
You know what I'm saying? No. He light skin, bro. I don't care.
A spicy white. Arita Ora is a spicy white.
Yeah. What is Rita Ora?
She's Albanian.
That's cat. I don't believe that.
Albanian, my nigga. She speak whatever language them niggas speak over there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I really thought she was a light-skinned black woman.
Or what about like Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, she's white.
She's beautiful.
Justin Timberlake is a little spicy.
Yes, Justin.
He's a little spicy.
He's MAGA.
Like a little John. Yeah, what was John B? What was he?
That's Klay Thompson. That's Klay Thompson. He's black.
Lil Fizz. He's spicy white.
What? He's just light skin.
It's like all light skin niggas. Right? I'm spicy white now. Damn.
No African men. Dope.
Yo, like African
a,
niggas ooh, rock,
or
man.
Like a Robin Thicke. I just thought of another one.
But he rapey.
Ooh.
I ain't rapey.
He got rapey energy.
Oh, that song? The Blurred Lines? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's a wild title.
The way he looks, though,
I was just talking about the
She's like, don't get me in that fucking mess.
Yeah, just no Afro-Latinas, no more.
He's lying.
No, nigga. I swear.
Slide in Evan's DMs right now talking that hot shit. Please. I'm going to stamp this now.
Every Afro-Latina joint I've been with have cheated.
Maybe it's just the type, like the ones that you're talking about.
He likes racially ambiguous. He don't like black women.
Maybe I'm talking about Evan
doesn't like black women.
He's probably just attracting the same personality
that look like Alicia Keys. And Tracee Ellis Ross.
That's not true. I don't even like Alicia Keys. Ain't she gay?
She a top OD.
Exactly. So
Alicia Keys is fire. You're wildin'.
I don't think she's ugly. I'm just not with it. But yeah, I like them all flavors. Man's no.
Nobody
see me
knows.
With some dark skin Jones. Don't do that.
No, they haven't.
They just don't be showing me love though. But I really want to be with a dark skin woman. Like
they be talking all that hot shit.
Nah, send them my way.
Are you really pursuing one though?
I'm not sending no women
your way, Tyler's way, or Rios's way.
You're not gonna slander my name out here
in these streets.
I would never.
My bitches are valid. So
it's never. I would always. Yo, I've never dulled a woman in my life. Never.
Come on.
That's real. I've never.
You have a loose definition of dogging.
Right.
No.
You never ghosted nobody?
Never.
Cheated?
Never cheated. Like, never.
Lied?
Never. Well, lie. Like, yo. Lie. Only lie I told is like, yo, I want to be left alone, but I don't want to tell you that. Because you know how women are. Like, yo, I'm not. I'm just trying to be alone today.
And never ghosted.
Never ghosted.
Bullshit.
Never. I'm really a good nigga, but y'all. Niggas just typecast me.
Nigga, you need to get a PR manager or some shit.
Right. I need a publicist. Right. Kai, come help me. Clean my image up.
Word. That shit is different.
Clean my image up, man. But yeah, man, so.
Wow, I don't believe this.
Y'all got any, to corroborate this. Y'all got any rep, Jones you want to throw my way?
I'll look.
Yeah.
No,
I know you'll hold
mine.
Me down.
I'm not giving you none of mine.
She's selfish. She want them all for herself right now.
There's gotta be somebody out there.
Yeah, man.
I'm not giving them nobody.
You want throw? You got any names?
Maybe like, oh my god, Evan. Why you set me up with this nigga?
Never be me. Mm-mm. I'm a nice young chap.
Where my niggas at then? What's up?
You got them all. What you need more for? How many more you need?
Where my niggas at? Yo, Evan, let's talk about
don't
it.
Don't do
where
that.
They at? Any, where they at?
You're a dude, you'll date Ayana, and then she'll be dating your homegirl in a few weeks. Oh, so you'll be tight. You'll be like, yo. Then my man hit me up, yo, your girl. She'll date my homegirl. I don't need that.
You don't got no niggas for me?
Evan, I think I did have a friend that was interested in you,
when
though.
Was
oh!
I did, a long time ago. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you her Instagram after. Please. I definitely did.
Did you?
I did. I remember this too. Wow. I remember this. It was like a couple years ago. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I'm check so that out. Serious. And you know who I'm talking about too. Oh, I'm gonna show them after.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, I need some. Send me some niggas.
No, I'm not saying
you know some
niggas
off top that you would continue with. Like seriously, that you know.
Off top.
Yes.
Who can I?
Let's talk. Let's.
Nah, I ain't gonna be messy. I ain't gonna be messy. What? I ain't gonna be messy. I was gonna say a name.
Nah, be messy.
I'm not. Nah, I'm not.
Be messy.
That's not.
Wow. Huh? You don't have nobody for me. You don't have no names on top? You lying to the
nah,
people?
I don't, bro.
Evan's a liar, too.
I don't have
wow,
no
that's
names.
Crazy.
You're lying. He might just have to tell you later.
He nah, lying.
I stamped. Because you know what it is? I don't want my niggas hurt by Ayana.
What?
You know
what I'm saying? I'm a beautiful
person.
I'm like a lover.
Say wasn't
I'm a
beautiful.
Lover gal.
I didn't say you wasn't a beautiful
niggas.
Person.
Niggas hurt me.
That's cap.
That's but not. Right. Is it?
That's a fact. And if you don't want someone, you'll let them know. Like, you're not going to be out here wasting anybody's time.
Yeah. I love, bro.
All right, so yeah, if you got any Jones, beloved, I'm playing Cupid. No, as a matter of fact, I'm not.
You matchmaking me? Can you? For real?
I don't know. You're a hard one.
Why? Tell me. I'll go on a date if they validate.
Yo, why we should set each other up on blind dates?
What?
A thing. Let's do it.
That would be cute.
Wait.
Why don't we just make it like a triple date and we just like set each other up with different people?
We could do that.
We can set that up.
That'd be fun.
What y'all doing in a few weeks?
I gotta think about it, but I got some people in mind, but none of my things.
Okay. Damn, Jada. Sorry.
No, Jada for you.
Jada for
you.
Do you love me? Are you writing?
I'm waiting.
He pronounced the hell in that G.
Writing. Yo, shout out to Kiki. I low-key found out the other day who Kiki is, and it's not Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's her name? Kiana Barber.
What?
Been following her.
I know. That looks like your type. Okay.
Nah, she's not my type. She got a kid.
What that mean?
Can't do that.
We're going to set up Evan.
Yes,
Evan's gonna,
we
who's
going
to set up who? How are we going to work this? I'm going to set up Esther. Esther going to set up you. You're going to set up me?
No, I mean, whatever works for y'all.
Yeah, whatever works.
Y'all
we'll
got the same,
it out.
Y'all in the same friend circle. So it's like,
pretty much
we'll know the same people.
You better not set me up now. Fuck nigga, I'm going to blast them on Twitter.
I know you are. That's why I wouldn't do that.
At Evan.
Evan, whack ass niggas. Evan
Here's
said,
his photo.
I forgot to sell you. I went on the blind date.
How was
few
that?
2 weeks ago. Yo, I forgot to tell the podcast. Yo, I went on a blind date. Shout out to my homie James. He set me up with this girl.
Do I know James? Hi, James. I don't know who you are. But
Hey, James.
James is out there. Shout out. He set me up with this girl, man, and she wasn't it, man. Like,
okay,
what happened?
She was nice, but it was just like, yo, where did you find her? Like, she didn't...
What you mean?
It's just like... First of all, she didn't. She was nice, but like, we went to a restaurant. Uh-huh. She didn't speak English. Like... Oh, so it's like,
what?
I wanted to communicate with her, but it's just like, no, she was Asian. So she was like, why y'all laughing? I'm dead serious.
No. Wait, she didn't speak English?
Wait.
I gotta pee now.
He told me she was like, she wasn't from here, but I thought she was like from the Bronx or something. I didn't mean he meant like
not
out the country.
Country.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't
so,
he feel the need to tell you that she didn't speak the language that you speak?
I feel like he was ribbing me, like he was making a joke. Like this was like a joke thing to him. So I'm out with her and we're like.
What restaurant did you go to?
I ain't gonna put that out there.
Okay.
But we went to a nice little establishment.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I'm there. I'm thinking it's like a real date. So I'm like, all right, I'm fitted to the boo, you know, fresh fade. So I'm there. We there. And I'm just trying to talk to her. But like, I'm realizing she don't really speak English.
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
She gave you the blank stare.
So she's just looking at me like.
And nodding.
Like, nodding. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm gonna kill this nigga as soon as I get out of here, man.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that's so fun. I was watching this.
That's my first blind date
YouTube
too.
Video, and there's this New York Times article that went viral a couple years ago that says there are 36 questions that if you ask someone on a date, a first date, that you'll fall in love with the person at the end of those 36
what?
Questions.
I need that.
30 questions.
36 questions.
36?
And there's 36. Okay. And then there's a YouTube channel that created a whole video series based on this article. So there's two strangers, they come, they sit down. And they have the list of questions, and they ask these questions.
Wow.
And at the end, they're, like, so deeply connected to each other that...
How do you pull up to a date with a list, you know?
They're, like, questions about, like, How do you see yourself dying? How's your relationship like with your mother? Like questions that like you can really figure out who the person is off top without it being weird, because that's the whole, you're supposed to be asking
so,
these questions.
So it's like, let's say me and Jada go out, right?
Let's not go.
You know, and I ask her these things, so we're gonna have a bond.
I'm never sending you this article.
Yo, niggas is haters, bro. You really blocking black love right now. Like, that's crazy.
Those questions, I was like, that could be a thing. Because I feel like going on a first date and asking like those questions without it being like, ask these questions feels weird. Right.
I mean, just don't make it weird. Like, I feel like people feel like, a lot of people don't know how to talk to people.
That's
first
true.
Of all. So it's
a lot of men have horrible communication skills
yeah.
with women.
Yeah,
and I don't necessarily think it's like their individual fault. I just don't think that they've learned how to communicate with women in that way.
Yeah, because you know what it is with men, like they'll use the same line just because it worked once.
Right.
So they'll tell a bunch of girls, they'll use the same thing, but like, yo, it worked one time, so I'm gonna keep using it.
And it don't work like that.
But you know what's weird? I feel like the world would be a better place if women shot their shots more.
But you know why?
Because you're terrible with rejection?
No, because the society that we live in hasn't set it up so that we feel comfortable doing that.
What are you talking about? 2018, you do whatever you want, baby.
Right, of course. Listen.
You know what I'm saying? You do whatever you want, baby.
You are not shooting my
shot.
That's
true, definitely.
I'm not saying you in particular.
There are pockets of women, but you have to think.
I'm saying more.
Men are accustomed to rejection from the opposite sex. Like because you've been in an environment where you shot your shot. So if a girl don't text you back, cool. If a girl dub your shit at the party, cool. But women haven't been put in those situations where it's like, damn, I'm gonna go up to this nigga and tell him that.
Women egos are crazy. Like, women talk about men egos, y'all egos is crazy.
Honestly,
like, nah, it's crazy.
I've never personally shot my shot.
Have you ever been dubbed?
No, because like If I'm shooting my shot,
Jamaican niggas never get dubbed.
if I put myself in a situation where I feel comfortable to shoot my shot, I feel like I'm already that nigga. Like,
oh my god!
Like,
talk your shit.
You hit a gallus.
Oh my god! If you see me pull up, like Esther can attest to the fact that like if I'm pulling up, I fake pull up on people like niggas, like a nigga. So
no, she does.
I believe it.
I'm like, yo, what's your name?
She's a certified nigga.
What's your name?
My name is Hamis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
boy. Where are you from?
From Zimbabwe.
Well, you look good.
That's a little aggressive.
She does this thing where she's all like so interesting.
Yo!
She's ridiculous.
Like, I don't want you to go. I'll be like off top with it. Cause like,
so she don't really care about y'all niggas out there.
And
y'all
like,
game.
And they, I'm pretty sure they're like, whoa,
niggas.
She's so intrigued by me. Like, damn, I'm really that nigga.
Cause that's what
niggas need. Low key though.
She loves gassing
I'm weak. Low key though, if I'm having a conversation, if I find you attractive enough to have that to talk to you, I'm already interested in who you are.
Right.
Like, I'm interested in people, like, where you do, where you from, how you know? I'm the type of nigga to be like, what's your biggest fear?
I just love asking questions. Like, if I'm talking to you, know I like you, because I'm pretty quiet, so.
Yeah, that's gonna play the back a little bit. You guys have a nice, like, little formation in your group.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody plays
we're
a role.
Avengers.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a role.
And it's funny, because, like, we all have different signs. Like, I'm the earth sign. Mm-hmm. Esther is the water sign. Jazeera is the air sign. And Manisa is the fire sign.
That niggas are the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, the spice, Manisa gives us the spice. Mm-hmm. Jazeera is the charming one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intuitive.
Yeah, she's very nice. Shout out to Jazeera. I'm sorry I was weird when I met you.
Word.
I was very high. I was high in my mind.
Esther gives us, like, she be knowing energy. Like,
that's just like the balance.
Intuition is OD. I'm like, guys, let's not do that.
I feel like Esther's the most level-headed out of the whole crew, though.
Level-headed?
Yeah, she is.
You guys are hotheads.
Yeah. I'd be ready to... I don't know. I'm a little aggressive.
Yeah, man. So, anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here, man?
No.
Anything you want to plug? Anybody you want to shoot your shot with? This is your time.
Shoot my shot with
anybody. Oh, matter of fact, let's do let's bring back the segment. Ting of the week. Who's your ting? Who you feeling this week?
Oh, let me think. Let me think.
That's a good question. Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. Shout out to Chrissy. Hola, Chrissy on IG. What's up? Good seeing you Saturday.
You.
I love Chrissy.
Wait, Chrissy.
But she harder to get in touch with than the Obama, bro. Shout out to her, though.
Wow.
Chrissy,
do I know her?
Do you love me? Are you
right? You trying to think, right?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think if I know her.
Evan Evelyn, beside me.
Like?
She's
fine,
bro.
What does she do?
She's a hair model.
Oh. Okay.
She's fine.
Okay.
I fancy her. As a UK man, what's
I fancy her every week. No, I really don't have
any. His head is in the clouds right now.
I don't have anyone that I want to show like that.
Me neither.
That's my team. Ola. That's Ola Chrissy.
Yeah, damn.
I don't have anyone.
When you realize you don't have a crush,
it could be a celebrity. It can be whoever you feel.
A celebrity, a person.
It's just your thing. Whoever you're feeling this week.
Who am I feeling?
Shout out Vic Mensa.
Oh, we gotta talk about this nigga, man. Sidebar.
Okay. Oh, he's so sexy.
So you cool? So you like women abusers?
No, I don't. I don't like him. I think he's attractive. I don't like him. I can't name three Vic Mensa songs off the top of my head.
All right, 6ix9ine.
Word. Yo, 6ix9ine low key is like. I don't fuck with him as a person.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Fine. Hell like, no, nigga.
6ix9ine, that's what my team. Fuck? I thought you was going to say
but,
that.
But, like, sometimes he's just...
Can you imagine?
He's just funny.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, he's an entertainer. He like, he's just charming.
Terrible person.
Horrible person.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's very entertaining.
Yeah, Vic Mensa, ting of the fucking month.
Okay.
He's on his own.
Mom said, yo, you better not bring no nigga who look like that in my house.
That's not your mom. Shoot.
My answer's still pending, but I'm going to go with you on Vic Mensa.
You like Vic Mensa?
He's cute. He's
I have a type.
He looks like a black skinhead, though.
Duckworth is fire to me. Shout out Duckworth. He's a rapper.
Okay.
Koji. Well, Koji's been my baby, so he knows that.
I thought we were staying away from rappers.
I love Koji. He's a rapper, too.
You got a type. Obviously, you hit guys share.
Who else? I'm trying to think. Jaden Smith, if he was older.
Damn, I said a ting. Not tings.
I know. I'm listening.
Damn, girl. You just.
Ayana got them all.
She got a whole list.
Jada already knows. I love Jada. Shout out Jada Lorraine.
She's very young.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fan club.
Yeah, word. She coming out with merch. I'm going to definitely buy some merch.
Why, me too?
No, you're not allowed.
Wow. All right. So, what about you, Esther?
It's not really like a ting of the week. It's just like,
Whatever you're feeling, it could be anybody. Anybody you want
to... I don't know. Pharrell came to mind.
Ooh, he's so sexy.
I don't know why. I just started thinking about Pharrell.
Like Pharrell that's,
he's just not aging. He look good. He's just like,
shout out Asian Bae from Insecure, too.
Oh, yes. The sexy. Asian guy. Lawrence Hive.
You cool with niggas with man buns?
Sure am.
That's weird. I knew.
You already know
what I wasn't even directed towards you, honestly.
What about Hazel Eye Bae from
Sexy
Insecure? Him too.
I don't trust light-skinned niggas with
light-skinned niggas, Esther?
I don't. I love dark-skinned men. I love dark-skinned brown niggas. Skin.
I
like short men.
I seen you at that time. We ain't gonna say that time. I seen you.
What's
that? With, you little tall. I seen you with your little jaw.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. I like short men. Shout out my short men.
Movie is that on? What movie is that? We was at Cav shit.
Shout out to him too.
We gonna name names. Let me stand up. Who we talking about?
We ain't gonna say man's name. But
that's my friend, but he looks good though.
Ooh,
I give him that.
Who we talking about?
He looks good.
Who your friend?
What kind of friend?
We're not gonna talk about my friend. He's just my friend.
He look good though.
Nah, all I'm gonna say is
I got a couple of nigga friends who look good too.
My only
I'm not gonna lie. Shout out to y'all niggas. Some of y'all niggas look good.
Look at
with the teeth.
Y'all choosing on y'all friends.
Some of y'all niggas look good. That's my fault.
Can we get spicy for a second? Who's a friend you would get with? Like, no. But, nah, y'all gotta answer that now. Y'all was hanging capping on my friend look good.
Here's the deal. If Esther answers, then I will definitely answer.
Esther, you gotta answer.
It can
be anybody. It ain't serious. It's like.
You might not even get to this part of the podcast.
Yeah, nobody's listening at this point. Everybody heard y'all spice, which I like, and they turned it off. this is for the real fans. So
what's your friend's name? That's yours truly. I don't know his actual name.
Oh, Brunel?
Shout out him. Brunel? He's a nice guy. Cool. Hey, Brunel.
That's not my answer, though.
I know.
But
y'all should meet.
He's cool. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
He's a fashion
Brunel's
intellectual.
That guy.
Brunel's
that
I like
guy.
That.
That's my
he's funny.
That's okay, funny. Now Esther.
Shout out
to God, guys. How was your day?
No funny on mommy. If Esther answers this question, I will 100% answer this question.
Esther, so you gotta answer it. Just answer it. Esther, you gotta do it now.
Alright, like
ask the question again.
Ask the question.
So if you had which one of your friends would you be like, I could see myself with them. I see possibly like dating them.
Jesus. Okay, his name's Imadi.
I ain't gonna say where he from, but he hang out with like Sean,
yeah,
and Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's up, nigga? What's up? Yo, I heard you. What's up, nigga?
Who's mine? Is that why you keep shaking me,
nigga? Because I want you to answer.
Honestly, Tyler for sure.
Hey, Ty.
Hi, group Tyler. Chat, Tyler?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tyler.
Tyler,
for sure. Waiting on that new project, my nigga. Shout out to you. Yeah, that's what's up, guys.
We got spicy over here.
Mm-hmm. I think we learned a lot today.
I think we did.
Yep. Yeah.
Growth.
Yep, this is growth. This is growth.
Thanks for having me on your shit, bro.
Yo, boss lady, you know you can come on whenever you want. Like, it's not I'm like.
Thanks for coming on. This is revolt and Diddy shit. I'm weak.
Thanks for coming on, I guess.
I'm weak.
I know you niggas come on anytime you want. Shout out your shits, your IG. So, I mean, it's going to be in the, you know, but.
Yeah.
Give them your Snapchats, your MySpaces.
Ew, Snapchat. Your
Black Planets. That's fucking weak. Funny.
What's your Black Planet?
Obviously, if you don't know, I run Brainwash. If you don't know what Brainwash is, then. You really
I'm not even putting the tag at first.
Excuse me.
When you see the fussy capo, nigga, you know it's Brainwash.
You know
so.
What the fuck is up.
All right.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BrainwashXMedia. And you can follow me on my personal Instagram because people kept asking for that bullshit.
Yo, I'm so happy you made a personal Instagram.
At Wow I Write.
Now I can see all the fuckery I can. I want now.
And some shit I wouldn't post on Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. I can send her all the fuckery. I'm
exactly.
Because if I send it to the Brainwash channel, I don't know who's
getting it. True, because we have mad people that be on it. That's what I'm saying. So,
now I got direct line to the bullshit.
Wow I Write. And don't send me no bullshit fucking DMs because they're not getting answered.
Right. What about you, Esther?
You can follow me at Esther Marseille on Twitter and Instagram. And right now, I'm currently building my career. But, you know, just follow me for fun.
She's great.
And y'all niggas want to pull up. There's a veil for that, too. All right, y'all. Thank you. Listening, SSID, Van Red, episode 12, I hope. I don't know.
I
feel like it's 12.
Yeah,
we're
going to
go
too.
With 12. Even if it's not, it's going to be 12.
Word.
All right. We're out.
Okay.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.